it's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Sweet victory when those who have come to arrest you are reduced to ashes.
O je isegun ti o rewa nigba ti awon ti won wa lati wa mu o ba di iwaju re.
That's what happened when some soldiers came to arrest Elijah. He reduced them to ashes. But it is sweeter still if those who have come to arrest you are arrested by you. This is what happened when an army came to arrest Elisha. And he arrested the arresters. But the sweetest of all victories is when not only do the enemies destroy themselves, but their wealth becomes yours. This is what happened when three kings came to attack Jehoshaphat. Not only did they destroy themselves, Jehoshaphat spent 3 days collecting the spoil. The Lord told us yesterday that the month of October is going to be a month of double favor. Not only are we going to be victorious, but the wealth of the enemy will change hands. So I want you to do what Jehoshaphat did that
day.
He went to war singing praises unto God. I want you to do the same thing. And suddenly, the Almighty God will move on your behalf. So go ahead now and begin to praise the Almighty God. Praise the King of Kings. Praise the Lord of Lords. Tell him his mercy endureth forever. Tell him his good. Magnify his holy name. Praise him like you have never done before. Go to battle today praising him. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni ajosin.
There are some problems that no government can solve.
Awon isoro kan wa to je pe ko si ijoba ki ijoba ti o le se so won di petele.
Only God can solve all problems.
Olorun nikan lo le so gbogbo ke soro di petele.
Let's lift Nigeria to God.
E je ki a ke pe Olorun lori orilede Nigeria.
I say, Father,
pe baba,
solve the problems of Nigeria.
So go go ke soro orilede Nigeria di petele.
Let's talk to the Almighty God.
E je pa Olorun soro.
Solve the problems of this nation. Almighty God,
Olorun Olodumare,
what no man can do, you can do.
Ohun ti enikeni o le se, iwo Olorun le se.
Please solve the problems of Nigeria.
So gbogbo ke soro orilede yi di petele.
Solve the problems of Nigeria.
So gbogbo ke soro orilede Nigeria di petele.
What no man can do, you can do it, Lord.
Ohun ti iwo Olorun le se ni Oluwa.
Help us.
Ran wa lowo.
Solve the problems of this nation.
So gbogbo ke soro orilede yi di petele.
Solve the problems of this nation.
So gbogbo ke soro orilede yi di petele.
Lord God Almighty, solve all the problems of this nation.
Baba, so gbogbo ke soro won yi di petele.
Solve the problems of this nation. Almighty God, solve the problems of this nation. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agbadura.
It is written.
Ati ko pe.
He sent his word.
Oro-re.
And he healed them.
Oro-re si mu won larada.
And delivered them from all their destructions.
O si gba won lowo gbogbo iparun won.
Lift your voice to God.
Egbe oyin soke si Olorun.
I say, Father.
Upe baba.
Speak to me tonight.
So ba mi soro loni.
Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God.
Ba Olorun soro.
Send your word to me tonight.
Oluwa, ran oro re si mi ni ale yi.
Speak to me tonight.
Ba mi soro Oluwa.
Speak to me tonight.
Oluwa, ba mi soro lale yi.
He sent his word and he healed them.
Ran oro re si mu wa lara da.
And deliver them from all their destructions.
O si gba won lowo gbogbo iparun won.
Lord, speak to me tonight.
Oluwa, ba mi soro ni ale yi.
Send your word to me tonight.
Ran oro re si mi.
Let me hear from you tonight. Let me hear from you tonight. Let me hear from you tonight. Mighty God, send your word to me tonight and heal me. Send your word and deliver me. Send your word. Send your word. Send your word. Send your word. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agbadura.
It is written,
I call we pray,
that every plant my Father did not plant shall be uprooted.
Gbogbo igi kingi ti baba mi o gba gbin ni a o fa tu.
Lift your voice to God.
Gbe ore soke si Olorun.
I say, Father,
we pray, baba.
Every stranger in my body, in my soul, in my spirit, in my home, in my business, in your church, uproot them, O Lord. Come on, talk to the Almighty. Every stranger, plant you did not plant. In my body, in my soul, in my spirit, in my home, in my family, in your church, in my finances, Lord, every plant you did not plant, uproot them, Lord. Let them be uprooted. Every agent of the devil, hibernating in anywhere, every sphere of my life, uproot them, Lord. Every stranger, uproot them, Lord. Without a single exception, approach them, my Father, my God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. It is written that my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Lift your voice to the Almighty and say, Father, everything I need to succeed in life, supply tonight. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty. Everything I need to succeed in life, everything I need, Lord God Almighty, to make it in life, supply tonight. Supply tonight. Supply tonight. Supply tonight. Everything I need to succeed in life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. It is written, promotion does not come from the east or from the west, not from the south, but God is the judge. He lifts up one, put down another. Lift your voice to him. Father,
Baba,
lift me up. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty. Lift me up, Daddy, lift me up. Take me to the mountain top. Lift me up. You are the one who can lift up a beggar from the dunghill and set him among princes. Lift me up, Lord. Lift me up. Almighty God, lift me up. Lift me up, let me stand. Lift me up. Ramboko rundi remoko shindi remaka pende remoko shindi. Lift me up, Daddy. Lift me up. Lift me up. Lift me up. Lift me up. Ramoko Shiki Randra Mahiki Kindi Rimaka Shoko Tundra Mahiki Kanta. Ramama Mahiki Kirumoko Rundi Ramoko Shiki Ramako Tundra. Lift me up. Kanda Romoko Rundi Remahiki Kiru Moko Sheki Rematanga. Lift me up. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni uruko la Jesu ni agbadura.
It is written,
I call we pay.
I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth
me.
Lift your voice to God. Say, Father, the strength that I need, the power that I need,
to serve you.
Láti sìn ọ́.
To heal the sick.
Láti wo aláìsàn sàn.
To cast out demons.
Láti lé àwọn ẹ̀mí èṣù
jáde. To raise the dead.
Láti rí àwọn ogbé àwọn òkú dìde.
Give to me tonight.
Olúwa fi fún mi ní.
Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God.
Bá Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè sọ̀rọ̀.
The power that I need to serve you.
Ọgbàrá tí mo nílò láti sìn ọ́.
To do your will.
Láti lè ṣe ohun gbogbo.
To heal the sick.
Láti lè wo aláìsàn sàn.
To cast out demons.
Láti lé àwọn ẹ̀mí èṣù jáde.
To raise the dead.
Àti láti lè jí òkú
dìde. To win souls.
Láti lè jèrè ọkàn.
Give to me tonight.
Bàbá fi fún mi ní alẹ́ yìí.
Give to me tonight. Give to me tonight. Give to me tonight. Ramokoronere Mashakatonga. The power that I need to do your will, to win souls by the millions, to heal the sick, to cast out demons, to raise the dead, to live holy. Every power that I need, Lord, the strength that I need, release to me tonight, that your name might be glorified. Thank you, Daddy. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift your voice to the Almighty God.
Mo fẹ́ kí o gbé ore sókè sí Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè.
I say, Father.
Wí pé Bàbá.
This year is ending.
Ọdún yìí ń parí lọ.
Remember me.
Olúwa rántí mi.
Remember me.
Rántí mi sí rere.
Talk to the Almighty God.
Bá Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè sọ̀rọ̀.
This year is ending.
Ọdún yìí ń parí lọ.
Remember me, O Lord.
Bàbá rán mi, rántí mi.
Remember me.
Olúwa rántí mi.
Please remember me, Lord.
Jọ̀wọ́ rántí mi.
This year is ending.
Ọdún yìí ń parí lọ.
Remember me, Lord.
Bàbá rántí mi.
Remember me. Remember me. Oh, Lord God Almighty, before this year is over, give me cause to rejoice. Remember me, remember me, remember me. Remember me this year of open doors. Remember me, O Lord. Before this year ends, Lord, remember me. Almighty God, remember me. King of glory, remember me. Unchangeable Lord, remember me. Remember me. Remember me, Lord. Remember me. Remember me, my Father, my God. Remember me. King of glory, remember me. Remember me. Father, remember me. Before this year runs to an end, remember me. Remember me, Lord. Please remember me. Unchangeable changer, remember me. Remember me. Before this year runs to an end, remember me, Lord. Remember me, King of glory, remember me. Remember me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agbadura.
Lift your voice to him and say,
pe o re soke ki o si wi pe,
Father,
Baba,
I'm not dictating to you.
Ki se pe mo npa alase fun o.
All I'm asking,
ohun ti mo nbere,
is that you glorify your name in my life.
O ni fe ki o se ara re logo.
Ah, just glorify your name.
Sa ti se ara re logo ni.
Glorify your name.
Ninu aye mi.
In my life,
Oluwa ninu aye
mi. I'm not dictating to you. All I'm asking, just glorify your name in my life. Glorify your name in my life, Almighty God. Glorify your name. That's all I'm asking for. and to glorify your name in my life. Almighty God, glorify your name in my life. Ancient of Days, glorify your name in my life. That's all I'm asking for. Glorify your name in my life. Ramokotombe, Ramokoshita. Glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agbadura.
The word of God says,
Oro Olorun wi pe,
if you shall ask anything in my name,
ti eyin ba bere onko ni oruko mi,
I will do it.
Emi o se.
That's the promise of the one whose name is the truth. Someone who can never lie. That's the promise of someone who says all power in heaven and on earth belong to me. That's the promise of someone who can never fail. That's the promise of the one who is the Lord of hosts. The one who had never lost a battle. Go to him. And tell him what you want from him. Open your heart to him. Pour out your request before the Almighty God. Go ahead, talk to him now. Make your own individual request known to him. He cannot lie. He cannot fail. He has never lost a battle. Call on him. Tell him what you want. Pour out your heart before him. Let's begin to bring our prayers to a close. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agbadura.
Let's go on our knees before
the only
one who can perform wonders. Let's worship him one more time.
Yes, just in form.
Angels are singing.
You are holy, O Lord.
Singing.
You are holy, O Lord.
Angels are singing, Papa.
just go ahead and worship him one more time. Eternal Rock of Ages, we bless your holy name. King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the I am that I am, the Ancient of Days, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. Your name is wonderful. Your name is wonderful. Your name is Counselor. You are the mighty God. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the Rock of Ages. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You are the I am that I am. You are the bright and morning star. You are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You are the King that is coming again. Glory be to your holy name. Glory be to your holy name. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Tonight, reveal yourself. Send your word. Save soul tonight. Heal tonight. Deliver tonight. Set free tonight. Solve our problems tonight. Solve the problem of our families tonight. Solve the problems of Nigeria tonight. Solve the problem of your church tonight. Revive us, O Lord. Draw us close to yourself. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
That
God is going to surprise me tonight. God is going to surprise me tonight. Today we want to talk about open doors to dominion.
Ni asale yi a fe soro nipa ilekun ti o si si ise ijoba.
Genesis chapter 1.
Genesis orikini.
I'm reading from verse 26 to 28.
Lati ese ikerin di logbon de ikejidin ni ogbon.
Genesis 1, 26 to 28.
Genesis orikini. Ese ikerin di logbon de ikejidin ni ogbon.
Genesis 1, 26 to 28.
Genesis orikini. Ese ikerin di logbon de ikejidin logbon.
And God said,
Who said?
Talo wi pe o, talo soro.
Is it Pastor Adeboye who said?
Se Oluso Agutan Adeboye lo soro bi.
And God said,
Olorun si wi pe,
let us make man in our image.
Je ki a da eniyan le aworan ara wa.
After our likeness.
Gege bi iri wa.
And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea.
Je ki won ki o si joba lori eja okun.
And over the fowl of the air.
Ati lori eye oju orun.
And over the cattle.
Ati lori eranko.
And over all the earth.
Ati lori gbogbo ile.
And over every creepy thing that creepeth upon the earth.
Ati lori ohun gbogbo tin rako lori ile.
So God created man in his own image.
Ben Olorun da eniyan le aworan ara re.
In the image of God created he him.
Le aworan Olorun le o da.
Male and female created he them.
Ati akọ ati abo le o da won.
And God blessed them.
Olorun si sure fun won.
God is going to bless somebody here today.
Olorun a sure fun enikan ni ilale yi.
And God said unto them,
Olorun si wi fun won pe,
be fruitful and multiply.
E ma bi si ki e si ma re si.
And replenish the earth.
Ki e si bile.
And subdue it.
Ki e si se ikawo re.
And have dominion over the fish of the sea.
Ki e si ma joba lori eja okun.
And over the fowl of the air.
Ati lori eye oju orun.
And over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
Ati lori ohun alaye gbogbo tin rako lori ile.
Look at verse 28 again.
Mo fe ki a wo ese keji dilogbon lekan si.
And God blessed them.
Olorun sure fun won.
In my own Bible there's a comma there.
Ninu Bibeli temi a fi ami comma si.
Is it in yours?
Ise wa ninu tire bi.
That means the blessing ended there.
Eyi tumo si wi pe ibukun yen pari sibe.
What followed after that?
Ohun ti o si tele leyin re.
It's not just an ordinary blessing.
Ki se ibukun nikan ti o se yepere.
It's a command.
O je ase.
God bless them, comma.
Olorun sure fun won pelu ami idanuduro die.
After he blessed them, he now said unto them.
Leyin ti o bukun fun won tan, o wa so fun won.
Be fruitful and multiply.
Emma BC KS Mare see.
It's a command.
Oh dear, she.
That is why I can assure those of you who are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, your belly will obey God.
Amen. Fun ibisi ati iresi wipe ile omo yin yo gboro si Olorun lenu.
Because God commanded.
Nitori ti Olorun pa lase.
Be fruitful.
Ki e ma bi si.
It's a command.
Ase ni.
And multiply.
Ki e si ma resi.
Not decrease.
Ki se pe ki e dinku.
It's a command.
Ase Olorun ni.
That's why there is someone here today.
Idini yi ti enikan fi wa ni ni ale yi.
You are little now.
O wa ni kekere nisisiyi.
But you are going to be great.
Sugbon wa je ni nla.
That's why it is written.
Idini yi ti a fi kọ pe
even though your beginning may be small.
Bi ibere re ti le je kekere.
Your end shall greatly increase.
Opin re ni a o so di nla lopolopo.
Who is God talking to?
Daniel Olorun ba soro.
I didn't hear your amen then.
Amen.
And then he went further to command.
Leyin na ni o tun tesiwaju lati pa ase.
And have dominion.
Ipe ki e ma se ikawo, ki e ma joba.
After he said replenish the earth, subdue it, he said have dominion.
Leyin ti o ti so fun won yin pe ki won ma bi si won re si ki won si ma se ikawo re o wa so fun won pe ki won ma joba.
Tell your neighbor I'm going to have dominion.
So fun eni to wa legbe re pe emi yo joba.
Whether the devil likes it or not, I will have dominion.
Bi satani fe bi satani ko emi yo ni joba.
Because it is a command.
Nitori o je ase Olorun.
From the almighty God.
Lati Olorun Olodumare ni Olorun Olodumare.
Many of us shy away from
the word dominion.
Ọ̀pọ̀ nínú wa ni ó máa ń dàbí pé ojú máa ń tì wá nípa ọ̀rọ̀ ìjọba yìí.
Because we misunderstand the word.
Nítorí pé kò òye rẹ̀ òye wa tó.
Because we think that to have dominion is to oppress.
Nítorí pé a rò wípé bóyá láti máa jọba túmọ̀ sí láti máa jẹ gàba lórí ẹlòmíràn.
To push down.
Tàbí láti máa rẹ ẹlòmíràn sílẹ̀ pẹ̀lú ipá.
That's not dominion.
Èyí ò kìí ṣe ìjọba.
To have dominion simply means to be in charge.
Láti jọba túmọ̀ sí pé kí a jẹ́ olùdarí.
Like the captain of a team.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọ̀gá àwọn ẹgbẹ́ agbábọ́ọ̀lù kan.
The captain of my team does not have to be cruel to me.
Ẹni tí ó jẹ́ olùdarí àjọ wa kò ní láti jẹ́ ẹni tí ó òkun roro ènìyàn.
I have dominion over my driver, for example.
Mo ní àṣẹ ìjọba lórí awakọ̀ mi fún àpẹẹrẹ.
But we are friends.
Ṣùgbọ́n ọ̀rẹ́ ni wá.
We don't fight.
Àìjà.
I don't beat him.
N ò ná rí.
I don't threaten him.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni n ò sì dá àyàjà.
As a matter of fact, we discuss, we relate one on one.
Bí nítòótọ́ a máa ń fikùn lukùn láti fomi joro ọ̀rọ̀ jomi toro ọ̀rọ̀.
I will tell him.
Màá sọ fún.
I have a program in Lagos.
Wípé mo ní ìpàdé kan ní Èkó.
At 11 AM.
Láago mọ́kànlá.
At such and such a place.
Níbi báyìí báyìí.
I want to be there 15 minutes before time.
Mo fẹ́ débẹ̀ kí ìṣẹ́jú mẹ́ẹ̀ẹ́dógún kí a kun mọ́kànlá yìí tó lù.
Then I turn to him and say.
Màá sì sọ fún un wípé.
I tell him I want to be at such and such a place at such and such a time.
Màá sọ fún wọn wípé a ní láti débi báyìí báyìí ní àkókò báyìí.
Then I turn to him and say.
Màá tún wá sọ fún un pé.
Màá wá dojúkọ bàbí pé.
Màá béèrè lọ́wọ́ wọn wípé.
When should we leave home?
Ìgbà wo la máa kúrò nílé?
And then he makes a suggestion.
Wọ́n á sì wá fún mi ní ìmọ̀ràn.
And whenever he says we should leave home, it's when we leave home.
Ìgbà tán bá ní a kúrò nílé la kúrò nílé.
So we are workers together.
Nítorí náà a jẹ́ àjùmọ̀ ṣiṣẹ́ pọ̀.
But I don't beg him before we leave.
Ṣùgbọ́n mi ò ní láti bẹ̀ wọ́n ká tó kúrò nílé.
I don't prostrate and say, please, my driver, you must take me to Lagos.
Mi ò nílò láti dọ̀bálẹ̀ wípé ẹ jọ̀wọ́ awakọ̀ mi, ẹ já lọ Èkó.
Because I have dominion.
Nítorí mo ní ìjọba.
So to have dominion does not mean to oppress.
Láti máa jọba kò túmọ̀ sí pé láti máa jẹ gàba lórí ẹlòmíràn.
It simply means to be in charge.
Ó túmọ̀ sí pé kí a máa ṣe olùdarí.
And you know what?
Ǹjẹ́ a mọ̀?
Whoever is not in control will be controlled.
Ẹni tí kò bá jẹ́ olùdarí, ó jẹ́ ẹni tí à ń darí.
And from tonight onward now, sickness will never control somebody again.
Láti òní lọ, àìsàn òní máa darí rẹ mọ́ ní orúkọ Jésù.
Now, the one who is going to be in control.
Ẹni náà tí yóò jẹ́ olùdarí.
The one who is going to rule.
Ẹni náà tí yóò máa jọba.
Must first and foremost learn to control himself.
Ó ní láti kọ́kọ́ kọ́ bí a ti ń kó ara ẹni ní ìjánu.
Because we want to talk about a very important topic tonight. Open doors to dominion.
Nítorí à ń sọ̀rọ̀ ní alẹ́ yìí nípa lórí àkòrí tí ó ṣe pàtàkì tí ó jẹ́ ilẹ̀kùn ṣíṣí sí ìjọba.
God is about to open the door to dominion to someone.
Amen. Ọlọ́run ti fẹ́ ṣílẹ̀kùn àti jọba fún ẹnìkan.
But the one who is going to be in charge, the one who is going to be in control, must first and foremost learn to control who? Himself.
Ẹni náà tí yóò máa darí, tí yóò máa jọba, ó ní láti kọ́kọ́ kọ́ bí a ṣe kóra ẹni ní ìjánu.
Proverbs 16:32.
Ìwé òwe orí 16:32 ẹsẹ̀ kẹta kejìléníọgbọ̀n.
Proverbs 16:32.
Ìwé òwe orí 16:32 ẹsẹ̀ kejìléníọgbọ̀n.
Says he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. If you read the story in Luke 7.
Tí o bá ka ìtàn tí ó wà nínú ìwé Luke oríkeje.
From verse 1 to 10.
lati ese kini de ikewa.
Luke 7 from verse 1 to 10.
Iwe Luke orikeje ese kini de ikewa.
When the centurion came to Jesus,
nigbati balogun orun wa si odo Jesu,
asking him to come and heal, to help him heal his servant.
Nigbati o so fun pe ki o ba nwo omo iranse re san.
Jesus said, I will come and heal him.
Jesus wi pe ma wa lati wa wo san.
He said, no, you don't need to come.
O wi wa so fun pe rara o nilo lati wa.
Just speak the word.
Sati ran oro re.
He said, because I also am under authority.
O tori pe emi papa wa labe isakoso.
I have soldiers under me.
Mo si ni awon omo ogun lehin mi.
I have dominion over these soldiers.
Mo ni ijoba lori won.
When I ask one to go, he goes.
Nigba ti mo ba wi fun okan pe ki o lo asi lo.
When I ask another to come, he comes.
Ati fun omiran pe ki o wa asi wa.
Because
nitori pe
I myself, I have someone I obey.
Emi papa ni eni ti o se yi fun mi.
The one who is going to have authority must be under authority.
Eni na ti o je alase o ni lati wa labe ase.
And the bigger the authority you exercise, the more obedient you must be to the one who gave you that authority.
Bẹ́ẹ̀sì ni bí àṣẹ àti agbára tí a fún ọ bá ṣe pọ̀ tó, bẹ́ẹ̀ ni o ní láti gbọ́ràn sí ẹni náà tó fi fún ọ tó.
The bigger the car, the bigger the brake system.
Bí ọkọ̀ bá ṣe tóbi tó, bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ìjánu rẹ̀ àti ìdákọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ á tóbi tó.
The grace,
orí ọ̀fẹ́,
to control yourself.
Lati le se akoso ara re.
The grace to control your tongue.
Ore ofe lati se isakoso ahan re.
To control your stomach.
Ati lati se isakoso ikun re.
To control your sex drive.
Ati lati se isakoso ohun ibanilo re.
May the Almighty God give to you tonight in Jesus' name.
Your love Olodumare fun oni oni ni oruko Jesu.
Open doors to dominion.
Ìṣílẹ̀kùn sí ìjọba.
The word of God made it clear.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run mú kí ó yé wa.
That he who is not in control shall be controlled.
Wípé ẹni náà tí kò bá ṣe àkóso, a máa ṣe àkóso ayé rẹ̀.
He who is not in dominion will be dominated.
Ẹni náà tí kò bá jọba, a jọba lé lórí.
And when you go to the scriptures,
nígbà tí o bá lọ sínú Bíbélì,
you will find that the strong dominates the weak.
Wa ri pe alagbara lo njoba lori alailagbara.
1 Samuel chapter 17.
Iwe Samueli kini ori keta din ni ogun.
Verse 4 to 11.
Ese ikerin de ikokanla.
1 Samuel 17.
Iwe Samueli kini ori keta din ogun.
Verse 4 to 11.
Ese ikerin de ikokanla.
And verse 24.
Ati ese ikerin le logun.
The Bible tells us.
Bibeli wi pe
that when Goliath stood before the children of Israel. When Goliath stood
before them. Goliath duro niwaju awon omo Israeli.
And he challenged them to battle.
Ti o si pe won nija.
They ran.
Won ferege.
One single strong man,
a kikanju kan soso,
put a whole army to flight.
O si domi ojo si okan gbogbo awon ogun Israeli.
That is why tonight,
idini yi to je pe ni ale yi,
every form of weakness in you shall be destroyed.
Gbogbo ailagbara ati ailoko ninu aye re ni Olorun yo parun.
The rich dominates the poor.
Awon olowo wa ma joba lori awon talaka.
Proverbs 22 verse 7.
Iwe owe orikeji le logun ese keje.
Proverbs 22 verse 7.
Iwe owe orikeji le logun ese keje.
It says the rich ruleth over the poor.
Wipe onoro se olori olupanju.
And the borrower is a servant to the lender.
Ati ajigbese si je iranse fun onigbese.
That is why wise people don't borrow.
Idi niyi ti awon ologbon eniyan ki fi yawo.
That's why they live within their means.
Idi niyi ti won fi gbe ni ibi ti won fi je elewa asapon.
I'm praying for you tonight.
Mo n gbadura fun o ni ale yi.
Number 1,
ni akoko.
Every debt you owe now.
Gbogbo gbese ki gbese ti o je nisusun yi.
My father will help you pay in Jesus' name.
Baba mi yo mu osan ni oruko Jesu.
Number 2.
Ekeji.
In the name that's above every other name.
Ni oruko ti o ju gbogbo oruko lo.
You will never borrow again.
Oh, ni yawo mo.
Number 3.
Leketa.
Because the Almighty God lives.
Nitori ti Olorun Olodumare nbe laye.
And is your father.
To su je baba re.
You will not die poor.
Oh, ni ku ni otosi.
If you like, say amen to that one.
Oh, okay, amen.
The strong dominates the weak.
Alagbara lo ma njoba lori awon alailagbara.
The rich dominates the poor.
Oloro asi ma joba lori talaka.
And the wise dominates the fool.
Be ni awon ologbon a ma joba lori awon omugo.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 16.
Iwe oniwaasi ori kesan ese kerin dilogun.
Ecclesiastes 9 verse 16.
Oniwaasi ori kesan ese kerin dilogun.
The Bible says wisdom is better than strength.
Bibeli so wipe agbara sanju ogbon sanju agbara lo.
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 19.
Iwe oniwaasi ori keje ese kokan dilogun.
Ecclesiastes 7 verse 19.
Iwe oniwaasi ori keje ese kokan dilogun.
Bible says one wise man is better than 10 mighty men.
Bibeli so wi pe ogbon mu ologbon lara ju eniyan alagbara mewa lo.
Proverbs chapter 9 verse 17.
Iwe owe orikesan ese keta dilogun.
Proverbs 9 verse 17.
Iwe owe orikesan ese keta dilogun.
The Bible says the wise man is greater than the king of fools.
Bibeli so wi pe ologbon dara ju oba awon omugo lo.
By the special grace of God, if Jesus tarries,
ni power of your Lord be Jesus Christ ba fa bibo re seyin.
Next month we will be talking about open doors to wisdom.
How ma soro nipa ilekun si 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 ogbon.
Because next month Holy Ghost service is going to be dedicated to the Redeemer's University.
Amen. Nitori isin emi mimo to si to nbo, how si jowo re fun ileiwe university ti ijo yi.
A wise man dominates the foolish.
Oh no man joba lori awon asiwere.
No matter how strong.
Ko ni fi se bo se kere to.
The elders have a saying.
Awon agba ma so ba wi pe
wise man.
Ologbon eniyan.
Why are you not laboring?
Kilode ti o ma se jagidi jagbon ma se wahala.
He said the labor of the foolish, who will eat it?
O wa so wi pe gbogbo wahala ti awon olosa asiwere nse tani yo jero re.
From tonight onward,
lati oni lo,
you will not labor for somebody else to eat.
O ni se lahala fun elomiran lati je.
And then the spiritual controls the physical.
Be si ni ohun ti emi a ma joba lori ohun ti ara.
The spiritual controls the physical.
Ohun temi lo njoba lori ti ara.
In Exodus chapter 14.
Ninu iwe Exodus ori ikerinla.
Thank you, Father.
Ese baba.
The Lord said there is someone here to die.
Bibeli Olorun so pe enikan wa ni ni ale yi.
This month you will enjoy multiple favors.
Ninu osu yi wa gbadun oju rere ni ilopo ilopo.
That must be me, no doubt about that.
Adeboye Olorun ba soro yi.
Exodus 14 verse 21 to 28.
Iwe Exodus ori kerinla ese kokanlelogun de kejidinlogbon.
Moses lifted up his hands.
Moses gbe owo re soke.
And the wind of the Holy Spirit began to blow.
Besi ni afefe lile ila orun si bere si ni fe.
And created a path in the Red Sea.
O si pin okun niya.
Tonight,
ni ale yi,
the Red Sea will open for someone here.
Oku omi oku yo pin ya fun o.
He lifted up his hand again.
O tun gbe owo re soke lekan si.
And the sea came back upon all the enemies of Israel.
Besi ni omi okun yi pada wa lati bori gbogbo awon ota Israeli.
Those of you who are here during the March special Holy Ghost service.
Iye yin te wa ni ninu isin ti osu keta.
God has us to do something special.
Olorun so pe ki a se nkan ti o yato.
Has us to lift up the rod.
on Friday to open the sea to the people who are present.
Lati mu ki omi okun ki o la fun awon ti o wa ni yin.
And to lift it up again on Saturday.
O si ni pe ki a tun na soke ni ojo Saturday.
To close the sea upon their enemies.
Lati mu ki omi na ki o le papo bo sipo ru awon ota wa.
Some people thought it was a joke.
Awon miran ro wi pe awada ni.
But I had a testimony among several others.
Sugbon mo gbo eri enikan laarin awon ogoro eri.
He had been asking something from the government for a long time.
O ti n bebe fun ohun kan lati odo ijoba fun opolopo ojo.
They refused to give to him.
Won ko jale.
He came to that Holy Ghost service.
O wa CBS mimo isin mi mimo yi.
By the time he got back on Monday,
nigba to ma pada debe ni ojo Monday,
they had already given him approval.
Won ti fi otete.
As if that was not enough. On that Saturday, when we were lifting the rod, those who are seniors in his place of work held a meeting about how they were going to destroy him. Only one fellow did not attend that meeting.
Any consultation lo sibi pade yi.
He was invited but he didn't go.
Won pe sugbon ko lo
because he's a Christian.
Nitori o je omo Olorun.
By the end of that week,
ni igba ti ose na ma pari,
all those who attended that meeting had been sacked.
Gbogbo awon ti won se pade yen pata lati daduro.
I decree again tonight, in the name that's above every other name, the Red Sea will open unto you.
Amen.
And it will close on your enemies. In Joshua chapter 10, verse 12 to 14. Joshua 10 verse 12 to 14.
Joshua orikewa ese kejila de kenila.
The Bible said,
Bibeli wi pe
Joshua was busy fighting.
Joshua ngombe onja ni ogun.
And the sun was about to set.
Be ni orun si fe wo.
So he spoke to the sun.
O wa so fun orun.
Sun,
iwo orun.
Stay there.
Duro je.
Moon,
iwo osupa.
Stay where you are.
Wa ni afonifoji nibi to wa yen.
Until I finish what I'm doing for my God.
Titi won o fi pari ise ti mo se fun Olorun mi.
And the sun obeyed him.
Be ni orun gbo ti e.
The moon obeyed him.
Osupa si gbo bakan na.
Last Friday,
ni ojo jimo to koja,
we were holding the Holy Ghost service in Abuja.
An se isin mi mimo yi ni Abuja.
As I was leaving my prayer room to go to the stadium,
bi mo se ngbaradi lati lo si bi ipade na,
the cloud was black over the whole city.
Be ni ojo su dede lori gbogbo ilu na.
My wife looked at me, I looked at her.
Iyawo mi wo mi, mo si woju won bakan na.
And we looked to God.
A si wa jo woju Olorun.
This rain,
iwo ojo yi,
you have to obey God today.
Oni lati gboro si Olorun loni ni.
And it rained everywhere in the city.
Ojo na si wa ro ni gbogbo ilu yika.
And left the stadium alone.
Sugbon ko de papa isere ti a ti se ipade na.
There is still a God of wonders.
Olorun to sese iyanu si wa laaye bakan na.
He's going to perform wonders in the life of somebody here tonight. The spiritual controls the physical. In Judges chapter 15, verses 14 and 15. Judges 15 verses 14 and 15. Thank you, Father.
Baba Sheun.
The Lord said there's someone here.
Olorun so wi pe enikan be ni
that you said to him.
He was so fun wi pe
that if we will prosper you,
ti o wi o ba mu Oloro,
his kingdom will feel the impact.
Pe ise ise iranse re ijoba re yo si ri ipa re.
The Lord asked me to tell you.
Olorun ni kin so fun o,
it is a deal.
Pe ajose ni
But if God says it's a deal, I warn you, don't forget your part when your prosperity comes.
Amen. The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
You have had so many bad dreams that you are now afraid to sleep.
Lord asked
me to tell you, there'll be no more bad dreams. Samson took the jawbone of an ass.
Samson pari kete.
And with one jawbone of an ass, he killed 1,000 of his enemies.
Pelu pari ereke kete kete kan, o pa egberun eniyan.
Those that were not killed ran away.
Awon ti won si ku, won fi ese fe.
From tonight onward,
lati asale yi lo,
because of the open door to dominion that God is about to give you.
Nitori isilekun si ijoba ti Olorun fe fun se ni ale yi.
When the enemy see you coming, they will run in Jesus' name.
Nigba ti awon ota ba ri to nbo, won fi erege loruko Jesu.
In 1 Kings 17 verse 1.
Ninu iwe awon oba kini, ori iketadinlogun ese kini.
1 Kings 17 verse 1.
Iwe awon oba kini, ori iketadinlogun ese kini.
Elijah said,
Elijah wi pe,
I close the heavens that there would be no rain until I ask for it. And as soon as he spoke, because of his authority as a man of God, the heavens was closed. Until he asked for rain again, he didn't fall.
In 1982,
we had a congress at Abeokuta. From, I think, Good Friday to Easter Monday.
Lati ojo jimo rere titi di ojo ajinde ojo aje.
As we were making the altar call on that Good Friday,
gege bi asise npe awon eniyan ki won wa fi aye won fun Jesu ni ojo ajinde yi ojo jimo rere.
Suddenly the rain started.
Ni ojiji ni ojo bere si ni ro.
And we lifted our eyes to the Almighty God.
Be ni asi gbo oju wa soke si Olorun.
Told the rain to stop.
Ani ki ojo na daro wo duro.
And instantly it stopped.
Ni kete na ni o dake.
And there was no rain on Friday.
Ojo ro lojo jimo.
No rain on Saturday.
Ko ro ni jo Saturday.
No rain on Sunday.
Ko ro ni jo Sunday.
On Monday,
ni ojo aje,
when we finished,
nigba ti awa pari,
and we were about to go,
ti a si fe ma lo le,
a son of Abeokuta came to us and said,
eni kan wa gba wa wipe,
you are going now,
en lo nisisin yi o,
will you please release the rain?
Nje e jowo e je ko jo ro o.
And after we finished, the rain began.
Nigba ti a si pari, lojo bere si ni ro.
Tonight,
ni ale yi,
all those forces against you,
gbogbo awon agbara won ni ti o doju ija ko,
we shut the heavens against them.
Ati ilekun orun mo won ni oruko Jesu.
In 2 Kings chapter 6,
ninu iwe awon oba keji ori ikefa,
verse 18 to 20. Second Kings 6 verse 18 to 20. Thank you, Father. The Lord said there's someone here. The story of your life has been up today, down tomorrow. The Lord asked me to tell you, from tonight onward, you will have a new beginning. In 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 18 to 20, a king sent an army to go and arrest one man.
Oba kan wa ran awon ogun pe ki won lo mu okunrin kan wa.
Odindi ogun.
Odindi ogun.
A whole army of a nation.
Odindi ogun orilede kan.
To go arrest one man.
who had no guns, no bow and arrow, no sword.
Eni ti ko ni oko tabi ofa tabi ada.
All he had was God.
Oh, eni konsoso to ni na ni Olorun.
And when they got to him,
nigba ti won si de odo re,
instead of arresting him, he arrested them.
Ni dipo ki won mu Oluwa mu gbogbo won.
I'm telling you, the spiritual controls the physical.
Mo so fun yin wi pe ohun ti emi a ma se oludari ohun ti ara ti afojuri.
In our first year on this camp,
ni odun akoko ti ade orile pago yi,
highway robbers were robbing every day.
Awon adigunjale ojojumo na ma fi da awon eniyan lona.
As a matter of fact, this camp is built on what used to be their headquarters.
Ni toto ile pago yi ni won fi nse atipo tele.
And when they stop a vehicle,
nigba ti won ba da oko duro,
the people there will run to the camp.
Awon eniyan to wa nbe asawa sinu bi.
One day,
ni ojo kan,
they stop a vehicle,
won da oko kan duro,
the people ran to this camp.
Awon eniyan o be wa sawa si bi.
And the police came.
Olopa si wa.
The people here didn't know that the police had come.
Awon ton wa ni iwon mo ko olopa ti de.
And the police laid in ambush.
Awon olopa wa sa pamo sinu igbo.
And those who came to the camp,
awon ti won wa si ile pago,
came to call our people.
Won wa lati pe awon eniyan wa,
to come and help them take their loads from the car.
Wi pe ki won wa ran awon eniyan won lowo lati wa bu ba won ko eru won.
So they followed them.
Won tele won.
When the police saw my people coming,
nigba ti awon olopa ri awon eniyan mi ton bo,
they thought they were the robbers.
Won ro pe ole ni won.
So their captain, their leader, gave instruction to those who were lying in ambush.
Oga won wa fun pase fun awon ti won sa pamo sinu igbo,
to shoot.
Wi pe ki won yibon.
First time he said shoot.
Lakoko ni kan yibon.
Nothing happened.
Ko si yibon odun.
Second time, I said fire.
Lekeji o ni yibon lekan si.
Nothing happened.
Yibon odun.
Third time, I said fire.
Leketa o ni kan tun yibon yi.
I said nothing happened.
Ko si ohun to sele.
Their fingers froze.
Ben
on the trigger.
And once it gone,
every attack of the enemy that have been planned against you shall be frozen in Jesus'
name.
The spiritual controls the physical.
Oh, tell me, I'm a shade, daddy,
but that's not all. The spiritual controls the material.
Oh, ti temi bakana lo tun se oludari ohun ti afojuri.
First Kings chapter 17.
Iwe awon ba kini ori 17
verse 8 to 16.
Ese kejo de 16.
First Kings 17 verse 8 to 16.
Iwe awon ba kini ori 17 ese kejo de 16.
Tells you the story of the widow of Zarephath.
O so nipa ti opo arabirin Sarefati.
The man of God said to the woman,
eniyan Olorun na so fun wi pe,
feed me first.
Koko se ounje temi na.
And then you can go and prepare for you and your son.
Leyin na o le wa pese fun omo re ati ara re.
He said, because thus saith the Lord.
Nitori pe bayi ni Olorun wi,
when a message, when the prophecy is coming through a true man of God, pay attention.
Ni igba ti asotele ba nbo wa don jade lo lati enu ojise Olorun tooto, e teti leko.
Thus saith the Lord.
Bayi ni Olorun wi.
He said, I can assure you, woman, the barrel will never, never be empty.
Wi pe mo fe mu da oloju wa arabirin pe ikoko ye fun re oni sofo.
Your cruise of oil will never, never fail.
Be ni kolobo ororo re na ko ni gbe.
I don't know who I'm talking to tonight.
Mo mo eni ti mo ba soro lale yi.
You will never beg for food for the rest of your life.
Oh, ni sagbe onje.
The spiritual controls the material.
Ohun temi lo nse apikawo ohun ti ara.
That's why when God says in Luke chapter 6:38,
edini yi ti Olorun fi so ninu iwe Luke ori kefa ese kejidinlogoji,
give and you shall be given.
Pe fun ni a o si fi fun o.
Doesn't make sense at all.
Be ni eleyi o mogbon wa.
But that is the spiritual law.
eleyin ni ofin ti temi.
You give and you shall be given.
Ki o fi fun ni be ni a o si fi fun o.
I've told you the story of the little girl.
Mo ti so fun yin nipa itan omobirin kekere kan.
Who came to me once.
Eni ti o wa ba mi ni ojo kan.
I had prayed.
Mo ti gba adura.
I needed a miracle.
Mo ni lo ise iyanu
badly.
Ni ojuko oju.
And the disciples had a meeting.
Ben ni awon me yin si se ipade lowo.
And I asked them to help me pray.
Mo ni ki won ba mi gba adura.
On Saturday.
Ni ojo Saturday.
That I needed a miracle.
Wi pe mo ni lo ise iyanu.
I wanted to move to my house here at the camp.
Mo fe ko wa si le mi ni ogba yi.
But there was no money for windows, no money for doors.
Sugbon won olowo fun ilekun ati ferese.
I didn't tell them what I needed.
Mi o so fun won ti mo nilo.
If I told them I needed money for my door and my window, they would have contributed.
Tin ba so fun won pe owo ti mo fe fi ra lekun ati ferese ni won ba dawo jo.
But since I gave my life to Jesus.
Sugbon lati igba ti mo ti fi aye mi fun Jesus.
Since he called me.
Ni ati igba to si ti pe mi.
I have made up my mind I will not be a beggar.
Mo ti so ipinu pe won oni ti a toro je.
So I just told them, brethren, pray for me, I need a miracle.
Mo kan so fun won ni pe eyin ara e gbadura fun mi, mo nilo ise iyanu.
And they prayed.
Won si gbadura.
Sunday morning.
Ni aro ojo Sunday.
One little girl came to me.
Omo birin kekere kan wa ba mi.
I said, daddy.
Wi pe baba.
I have been saving this money.
Mo ti n te owo yi jo.
So that one day I might be able to travel abroad.
Wi pe lojo kan ma le lo si oke okun.
But this morning.
Sugbon laaro yi.
God said I should go and give it to you.
Olorun ni ki wa fi fun o.
Little girl.
Omo kekere odomobirin ni.
She heard from God.
O gbo ti Olorun so fun.
I took the money from her reluctantly.
Mo gba owo yi pelu ilora lowo re.
And I prayed for her.
Mo si gba adura fun.
When she left.
Nigba to lo tan.
I opened the envelope.
Mo wa si akowe yi.
Inside the envelope was 500 naira.
Ninu akowe yi ni a ri 85 naira.
Which was a lot of money in those days.
O je owo goboy ni atiko na.
It took care of my windows and my doors.
Be ni o si se ikawo we ferese ati lekun mi.
And I didn't see the girl for a while.
Mo si ri omobirin yi fun opolopo odun.
One day I saw her coming to church.
Ni ojo kan mo wa ri to n bo wa si ile ijosin.
Dressed in beautiful new clothes.
Do wa aso tuntun to dara.
Hey my girl, where have you been?
Mo wa so pe omobirin mi nbo lo ti lo.
He said I went abroad.
O ni mo lo si oke okun ni.
How?
Bawo lo se se?
He said the father of my friend.
Pe baba ore mi kan.
Came to my parents.
O wa ba awon obi mi.
I said,
wi pe,
please,
e jowo,
we want to travel abroad.
A fe lo si oke okun.
And our daughter says,
omo wa si wa wi pe,
she won't go unless her friend comes along.
Pe ohun o ni lo afi ti ore un ba tele wa.
Will you please allow your daughter to come along with us?
E jowo e yonda omo yin lati tele wa lo.
I don't know who God is speaking to tonight.
Wo mo eni ti Olorun ba soro ni ale yi.
From a direction that you do not expect.
Lati ha ti o ti le ko bi ara si.
Help will come to you.
Iran lowo yo wa si odo re.
The spiritual controls the material.
Ohun temi lo nse idari ohun ti afojuri.
Not only that.
Ise yen nikan.
The spiritual controls fruitfulness.
Ohun ti temi ohun na lo nse idari ibisi.
In 2 Samuel chapter 6.
Ninu iwe Samuel keji ori kefa.
2 Samuel chapter 6.
Iwe Samuel keji ori kefa.
Ah, thank you Father.
Baba seun.
The Lord said there's someone here.
Olorun so pe nikan be ni.
He said, I should just tell you that the violent shakings will soon be over.
Wi pe imi le jiji ni ti o le koko ko ni pe dopin.
He Lord said there's someone here.
Olorun so pe nikan be ni.
He said, I will breathe a new breath into your business.
Oni emi o mi imi tuntun sori okowo re.
In 2 Samuel chapter 6.
Ninu iwe Samuel keji ori kefa.
Verse 16 to 23.
Ese ikerin dilogun de iketa lelogun.
The Bible says.
Bibeli wi pe.
David was dancing before the ark of the covenant of the Lord.
Dafidi njo niwaju apoti eri Oluwa.
He was happy that the ark of the covenant of God was coming into his city. His wife looked through the window and saw the king dancing, and she despised him. When the king came home, she challenged him.
Ben, you do jija ko.
I said, look at you. You call yourself a king. Look at you dancing like an ordinary fellow. And the king said, I was dancing for God. It is the Almighty God who made me that I'm dancing for. It's the one who made me king that I'm praising.
Oh no, Sami Doba, utori re ni mo fi yin.
The Bible said,
Bibeli wa wipe,
because of that,
nitori ohun ti oko yawo re se yin,
because of what Michal said,
nitori ohun ti obirin Michal yi so,
she died barren.
Oku ni agan,
just because her mouth got her into trouble.
Nitori pe enu re ko sinu jogodi.
Any trouble you are in today,
gbogbo iyonu ki yonu to wa ninu re ni ale yi,
because of your mouth,
nitori ahan re,
the Almighty God will take you out of it.
Olorun Olodumare a yo kuro ninu re.
And then in 2 Kings chapter 4,
ninu iwe awon oba keji ori kerin,
2 Kings chapter 4,
iwe awon oba keji ori kerin,
verse 8 to 17,
ese ikejo de iketa dilogun.
You know the story very well. Elijah was going.
Elisha nkoja lo.
And a woman saw him.
Obirin kan si wa ri.
This is a man of God.
Pe ah, ojise Olorun le eleyi.
Let him come and eat in my house.
E je ki won wa jeun nile mi.
And the man of God said, no, I'm not hungry. Thank you.
Eni Olorun na wa so pe aye bi o pa mi e se mo nlo.
She insisted.
Ṣugbọn o kan nipa fun won.
Until the man of God said, all right, let's go.
Titi ojise Olorun na fi so pe o ya e ja lo.
The man of God ate.
Lẹyin igba ti ijise Olorun jeun.
Enjoy the food.
O si gbadun o je na.
And kept coming back.
O tun pada wa si.
So the woman said, let's build a house for this man.
Obirin na wa ni pe e ja kuku ko ile kan fun ojise Olorun yi,
so that when he comes, it will not be just one meal. He can take breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Wi pe ton ba wa ki se onje kan soso ni, won le je taro kan san ati tale.
One day,
ni ojo kan,
a man of God called the woman and said, what do you want?
Oni Olorun na wa bere lowo obirin pe ki lo fe.
The woman said, I need nothing.
Pe won ni lo nko.
And then they discovered that the woman was barren.
Ṣugbọn o ṣe awari pe obirin na o bimo.
Say, woman,
o wa so fun pe iwo arabirin,
I decree,
mo pa lase,
that 9 months from now,
pe leyin osu mesan,
you will have a baby boy.
Wa ni omobirin kan, omokunrin.
The woman said,
obirin na wa wi pe,
thank you, Father.
Oluwa eseun.
It's a wonderful God.
Amen.
I said,
mo wi pe,
that the woman will have a baby boy.
Pe, obirin na ya ni omokunrin kan.
The interpreter said, a baby girl.
Ogbifo wa so pe omobirin.
The Lord asked me to tell someone here,
Olorun ni ki so fun enikan ni,
get ready for a set of twins.
Pe ki egbaraji fun ibeji,
one boy and one girl.
Okan obirin okan okunrin.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the woman said to the man of God,
obirin na wa so fun ojise Olorun,
so please don't deceive me.
Jowo ma se kuro fun mi.
I'm too old for that.
Mo ti dagbaju eni te ntan lo.
I've waited long enough.
Mo ti duro to.
God didn't answer.
Olorun o se.
And I'm satisfied.
O inu o si bi mi.
Man of God said, I have spoken.
Ojise Olorun ni pe mo ti so na.
And it's going to come to pass.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni yóò sì rí.
I say tonight.
Mo ń sọ ní alẹ́ yìí.
By the authority of the one who called me.
Nípa àṣẹ ẹni náà tó rán mi níṣẹ́.
All those who are trusting God for the fruit of the womb.
Gbogbo ẹ̀yin náà tí ẹ ń wojú Ọlọ́run fún ìbísí.
God will remember you this month.
Ọlọ́run yóò rántí yín ní oṣù yìí.
The spiritual controls progress.
Ohun tẹ̀mí olo máa ń ṣe ìdákáwọ́ ìlọsíwájú.
Psalm 75.
Ìwé orin Dáfídì orí 85.
Psalm 75.
Orin Dáfídì orí 85.
From verse 6 to 7.
Láti ẹsẹ̀ kẹfà dé ìkeje.
Jesus, promotion doesn't come from the east or west.
Ó sọ fún wa wípé ìgbéga kò wá láti ìlà oòrùn tàbí ìwọ oòrùn tàbí láti gúúsù.
God is the promoter.
Ọlọ́run ni ẹni náà ti ń gbé ní ga.
It's God who promotes, not man.
Ọlọ́run ló ń gbé ní ga, kì í ṣe ènìyàn.
If man promotes you, man will bring you down.
Tí ènìyàn bá gbé ọ lékè, á tún rẹ̀ ọ wálẹ̀.
If God promotes you, your promotion will be permanent.
Tí Ọlọ́run bá gbé ọ ga, ìgbéga rẹ̀ á jẹ́ bantálẹ̀.
You remember the story in Genesis chapter 48.
Ẹran tí ìtàn tí ó wà nínú ìwé Genesis orí 18.
Verse 17 to 20.
Ẹsẹ̀ 17 dé ẹsẹ̀ 20.
Genesis 48:17-20.
Ìwé Dáfídì orin ìwé Genesis orí 18, ẹsẹ̀ 17 dé ẹsẹ̀ 20.
When Joseph brought his two sons to his father to be prayed for.
Nígbà tí Joseph mú àwọn ọmọ rẹ̀ méjèèjì wá fún sí ọ̀dọ̀ bàbá rẹ̀ kan gbàdúrà fún wọn.
Manasseh the firstborn.
Manasseh ẹni àkọ́kọ́.
Ephraim the second born.
Àti Ephraim ìkejì.
And the father crossed his hand.
Bàbá wọn sì wá dá ọwọ́ rẹ̀ po.
And placed the right hand on the head of the second born.
Ó wá gbé ọwọ́ ọ̀tún lórí àbíkẹ́yìn.
And the left hand on the first born.
Àti ọwọ́ òsì rẹ̀ lórí àkọ́bí.
And blessed them.
Ó sì bùkún fún wọn.
And transfer the blessing that should go to the firstborn to the secondborn.
Ó wá ìbùkún tó yẹ kó lọ sórí àkọ́bí, ó mú un lọ sí orí àbíkẹ́yìn.
Within a short period of time.
Láàrin àkókò ráńpẹ́.
The younger brother has become 10 times greater than his elder brother.
Ephraim ti sàn ju ẹ̀gbọ́n rẹ̀ Manasseh lọ ní ìlọ́po mẹ́wàá.
Don't joke with the blessing of your father.
Jọ̀wọ́ má ṣe fi ìbùkún bàbá rẹ̀ dápara.
That's why you should take care of your parents.
Ìdí nìyí tí o fi ní láti ṣe ìtọ́jú àwọn òbí rẹ.
When they bless you, you are blessed.
Nígbà tán bá bùkún fún ọ, wàá jẹ́ alábùkún fún.
I've told you before.
Mo ti sọ fún yín rí.
I am what I am today.
Mo jẹ́ bí mo ṣe jẹ́ lónìí.
By the grace of God.
Nípa orí ọ̀fẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
And by the blessing of my mother.
Àti ìbùkún màmá mi.
She will always say, when I was very little.
Wọ́n máa fi ìgbà gbogbo sọ fún mi nígbà tí mo wà ní èwe.
Anytime I did something that made her happy.
Ní ìgbàkigbà tí mo bá ṣe ohun tó mú orí wọn wú.
She will say.
Wọ́n á sọ pé.
You this boy.
Ìwọ ọmọ mi yìí.
You will call one person.
Wà á pe ènìyàn kan.
200 will answer.
Ìgbà ni yóò dá ọ lóhùn.
I didn't know what she meant.
N ò mọ ohun tí eléyìí túmọ̀
sí. I didn't know the meaning.
N ò mọ ìtumọ̀ rẹ̀.
But today.
Ṣùgbọ́n nísinsìnyí.
If I stand here.
Tí n bá dúró nìyí.
And I don't mention any name.
Tí mi ò dárúkọ ẹnìkankan.
And I turn in this direction.
Tí mo sì wo àwọn tí wọ́n jókòó ní ọwọ́ àlàáfíà mi yìí.
And I say, pastor, come.
Tí n bá wí pé òjíṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run jọ̀wọ́ wà.
About 4,000 of them will come running.
Àwọn bí ẹgbẹ̀rún mẹ́rin ni yóò fòdìde.
I decree.
Mo sì pa á láṣẹ.
To all of you who are my spiritual children.
Fún gbogbo ẹ̀yin wọn ni tí ẹ jẹ́ ọmọ mi nípa ti ẹ̀mí.
You will call one fellow.
Wà á pe ènìyàn kan ránṣẹ́.
1,000 will answer.
Ẹgbẹ̀rún yóò sì dá ọ lóhùn.
The spiritual controls progress.
Ohun tẹ̀mí ló ń ṣe àkóso ìlọsíwájú.
I told you the story.
Mo ti sọ ìtàn náà fún yín.
Of one of my sons who is a tailor.
Nípa ti ọmọ mi kan tó jẹ́ ẹni tó ń ránṣọ.
When I became general overseer.
Nígbà tí mo di alábòjútó ìjọ yìí.
We were all very poor.
Gbogbo wa ni a ò nígá.
I was probably the richest of them all.
Èmi ló dàbí pé mo lọ́rọ̀ jù nínú wọn.
And I was a very poor man.
Ní láàrin àwọn afọ́jú olójú kan lọ́ba.
He came to me and said.
Ó wá bá mi ó wí pé.
Daddy, I have no money.
pe baba e jo ohun olowo.
I would love to do things for you, but I have no money.
Mo afẹ lati se nkan fun yin sugbon ohun olowo.
But I'm a good tailor.
Sugbon aso ni mo ran.
You buy the cloth.
E sha ti ra awon aso yen.
I will sew it.
Ma ran lofe
free of charge.
Lofe lai gbowo.
I don't have the money to buy the cloth.
Mo olowo ti ma fi ra aso na.
If you buy the cloth,
to e ba ra aso,
I will sew it.
Ma ran.
And I said to him,
mo wa so fun.
He said, one day,
pe ni ojo kan,
you will take your money to the bank.
Wa mu owo re lo si ile ifowopamo si.
The bank manager will say, what kind of job do you say you are doing?
Wa wa be lowo re pe ise kilo lo nse gan.
He said, amen.
O wa so ami.
I'm not sure whether he believed me or not.
Ko ye mi boyo gba mi gbo tabi be ko.
But he reminded me about 7 years ago.
Ṣugbọn o ran mi leti oro na ni nkan bi odun meje seyin.
He said, daddy, did you remember one prayer you prayed for me?
Do wa so mi pe baba je ran ti adura kan ti e gba fun mi.
I said, which one?
Mo wa bere pe ewo ni nbe.
And then he reminded me.
Ko wa ran mi leti.
I said, yes, now I remember.
Mo ni nisisiyi mo ran ti.
Why are you reminding me?
E se to fi ran mi leti re.
He said, because I'm coming from the bank.
Wipe tori pe ile ifowopamo si ni mo ti nbo.
I went to deposit my income.
Mo wa lo fowopamo si be.
And the manager said,
manager oga be wa nbere lowo mi,
what job do you say you are doing?
Ise kilo lo se gan.
Somebody here tonight,
enikan ni,
in the name that's above every other name,
ni oruko ti oju gbogbo oruko lo,
as you continue to serve the Lord,
bi o se nsin Olorun,
one day,
ni ojo kan,
when you take your money to the bank,
ni igba ti o ba gbowo re lo sile ipopo,
they will close to other customers for 3 days.
Wow, ni gelo mi lo fun bi odidi ojo meta.
If I were you, I would say amen loud and clear to you.
Tu ba se mi ni won ni ma sa mi daada.
So the spiritual controls the physical.
Ohun temi lo nse akoso ohun titara.
The spiritual controls the material.
Ohun temi lo nse akoso ohun ti afojuri.
Ohun ini.
Ohun ini.
The spiritual controls fruitfulness.
Ohun temi lo nse akoso ibisi.
The spiritual controls progress.
Beni ohun temi lo nse akoso ilosiwaju.
But it doesn't end there.
Ṣugbọn ko pare si be.
The spiritually good controls the spiritually evil.
Ohun ti temi to dara o tun se akoso ati oludari ohun ti temi buburu.
The positive controls the negative.
Ohun rere a ma se akoso ohun buburu.
Light controls darkness.
Imole lo se akoso okunkun.
In John chapter 1,
ninu iwe Johanu ori kini,
verses 4 and 5,
ese kerin ati ikarun.
Genesis, John chapter 1 verses 4 and 5.
John ori kini ese kerin ati ikarun.
The Bible says,
Ibeli wipe,
in Jesus Christ,
ninu Jesu Christi,
was life,
ni imole,
life,
iye,
and the life was the light of men.
Iye na si ni imole araye.
He said the light shines into darkness.
Wipe imole na si imole ninu okunkun.
And darkness cannot overcome it.
Okunkun ko si le bori re.
Every force of darkness in your home,
gbogbo agbara okunkun ninu ile re,
will be chased out by the time you get home in Jesus.
Gbogbo won ni a o le jade nigba to ba fi ma dele.
In Mark chapter 5,
ninu iwe Mark ori karun,
verse 1 to 20.
Ese kini de ese ogun.
Mark 5 verse 1 to 20.
Iwe Mark ori karun ese kini de ese ogun.
Thank you, Lord.
Baba seun.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Olorun so pe nikan be ni ni ale yi.
He said the help you are expecting,
wipe ohun ti o nreti,
iranlọwọ
ti o nreti,
will come just in time.
Yóò dé sí àkókò tí ó yẹ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Daddy says,
Daddy wipe,
there is someone here tonight.
Any come Benny ni ale yi.
He said your forthcoming miracle,
oh, ise iyanu re to nbo yi,
we positively affect millions of people.
Yo si ni pa to se gogi dara lori oko oro oke emoye eniyan.
Hallelujah. Mark chapter 5.
We Mark ori karun.
Verse 1 to 20.
Ese kini de se ogun.
Tells us the story of the madman of Gadara.
O so fun wa nipa ti arakunrin ti o si were ni ile Gadara.
You know, that man who was so mad that madmen will see him coming and they will run.
Eni to je pe ori re daru debi pe ti awon were miran ba ri won ferege.
Because of the demons in him.
Nitori awon emi okoko tin be ni inu re.
He had supernatural strength.
Omi agbara ti o koja ala.
They will bind him with fetters of iron and he will just tear them asunder.
Won fi seke seke awon de won si ja bi eni je okun.
The evil forces in him controlled his physical strength to such an extent that handcuffs were nothing. He would just break it in two.
Awon emi okunkun agbara okunkun tun be ninu re nse idari aye re to be ge to je pe gbogbo egba owo ton ba fi de ni a ma ja.
They were controlling him so badly that he was living in the tomb among the dead.
One che dari re debi pe igboji awon oku lo nge.
But one day,
sugbon ni ojo kan,
the light came.
Imole wa.
Jesus was passing by.
Jesus Christ in koja.
And with one word,
oro kan soso,
he set the captive free.
Ni o si fi tu onde sile.
Every one of you in bondage tonight.
Eni keni ni yin ti o wa ninu igbekun.
No matter how long you have been in bondage.
Ko ni fi se bi o ti wu ke wa ninu igbekun yi.
You are free in Jesus name.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. There is power in God's word. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact RCCG Internet Outreach, USA, PO Box 710874, Houston, Texas, USA, or call 281-541-3864 or visit the Nigeria office at 15 Erickmore Close off Erickmore Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. Telephone 234-890-5822. Remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.